Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. All right, as promised, it's time to go through the blogs and pick our Issues, Etc. blog of the week. We read a lot of them. We know that a lot of people write blogs. We like to read what you write, and we will if you have the Issues, Etc. widget. The Issues, Etc. widget can be found at our website, issuesetc.org, on the support page, right there at the bottom of the support page. Very simple. Most blogs will accept the widget. You can put it right there. If you can't, just email us. We'll find another way of doing it. And when you have the widget, email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. We'll start reading your blog, too, and every week we'll consider it for Issues, Etc. blog of the week.
My pick this week is Hemmersphere by Pastor Jeff Hemmer, a regular guest here in the studio for Pastor's Roundtable at Hope Lutheran Church in Jerseyville, Illinois. It's a blog post titled Dependent Spirituality. I'm just not able to do anything anymore. I feel like a burden to my congregation because I can't help out the way I could before. Such was the lament of an aging member of a sister parish. The older she got, the less she could contribute. Most of the time, we look forward to old age and the frailties it brings with anxiety. I don't ever want to be a burden on my family, people wish. I don't ever want to be that dependent on others. More often than not, God leads us out of this life the same way He brought us into it, completely dependent on others. As infants, we relied on others to give us food, change our messy diapers, bathe us, clothe us, keep us safe from harm every minute of the day. We were completely dependent. Then as we grow into adults, we treasure our burgeoning independence. We can dress ourselves, bathe ourselves, feed ourselves. The more independent we get, we can cook for ourselves or even grow and gather our own food. We can transport ourselves wherever we need to go. A significant part of the American dream is independence. So naturally, growing older and more dependent upon others is looked on with shame by the world, but not the church. In fact, that God brings us down from our illusions of independence to reveal how truly dependent on others we are is a healthy lesson in humility. To learn to be dependent is to learn to be a Christian. When people were bringing infants to Jesus, yes, infants, the helpless, completely dependent, constantly needing to be fed and changed kind of people, He extolled them as model Christians. To such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. So whether at the beginning of your life, at the end, or numerous times in the middle, God is teaching you through dependence on others to be a Christian, a child of God, to inherit the kingdom of God. You did not make yourself a Christian. God made you one. You did not produce faith. God gave it to you. You do nothing to earn God's favor. He gives it to you completely as gift. You are completely dependent on Him for every spiritual need. So as your faculties decrease, as your strength wanes, as your ability to contribute to your congregation diminishes, rejoice. God is teaching you away from independence to complete dependence on Him. When speaking of God, the old adage is false. It is not better to give than to receive. Faith receives what God gives. It is always better to be receiving from God than to be giving to Him. That's what happens in the divine service. God comes to lavish His gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation on us. We respond giving Him our thanks and praise, of course. But the most important thing is that we receive what God gives. In this season where giving is so highly exalted, don't neglect the most important things. To be receiving from God. It's a season chock full of services, times when God and His church interrupt your regular routine to bless you with more of His gifts. Don't get so caught up in all the giving that you neglect the receiving. My pick for Issues, Etc. blog of the week, Hemmersphere by Pastor Jeff Hemmer.
It's also a real good proof of why he's a regular guest on this program. Absolutely. My pick for blog of the week comes from, I know I've picked him before, but it's my show. Eschatology, Waiting for the Parousia, is a great blog out there. I think I like about it, brevity. It's the soul of wit. And the blog post that caught my eye this week is titled LCMS Defunds Transforming Churches Network. And Pastor Eschat has, Chris Eschat out there in, where is Pastor Eschat again, he's in Alexandria, Virginia, if I'm not mistaken. He notes it. He says, I received an interesting email today from the Transforming Churches Network. This tidbit, on October 29th, the LCMS Office of the President announced that as a result of financial issues and the Synod-mandated restructuring of ministries, North America Mission Department would be closed. Effective December 1st, 2010, since we have been funded through this department, unless something changes, it appears that this action will result in a loss of $200,000 a year in funding to Transforming Churches Network. And then Pastor Eskett simply observes, I bet they didn't anticipate this when they were constructing the restructuring. It is, I think, there's that old saying, being hoisted on one's own petard. It is, in fact, some irony there that one of the pet projects of those who want to see the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod be less and less Lutheran, and there are those who want to see it less and less Lutheran, let's be honest. One of the pet projects there actually fell victim to the restructuring that was intended originally to make the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod less Lutheran. Oh, I'm reminded of something that someone very recently said to me, and that is, God's purposes cannot be thwarted. We think we know, we think we control, we think we know who's in charge. We don't. God is in charge. His purposes cannot be thwarted. In the second hour of the program on this Friday afternoon, December the 3rd, we'll start out talking with Sarah Pulliam Bailey of GetReligion.org about media coverage of abortion issues. Then we have Dr. Bill Weinrich of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, alongside to remember, as the church will tomorrow, 8th century theologian and hymn writer John of Damascus, and we'll round off this Friday's Issues Etc., playing Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week with you. Your chance to vote for Soundbite of the Week in just less than an hour. The Issues Etc. 300 is a growing group of congregations that are very generous to this worldwide outreach. They include Issues Etc. in their mission or advertising budget every year. And we appreciate it. It is the backbone of our support. Your congregation can actually join the Issues Etc. 300. It really isn't that difficult. You simply include Issues Etc. in your budget and then let us know. You'll become part of the Issues Etc. 300. You can find out what that means in its entirety by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and you'll find there a one-page flyer that'll tell you and your congregation everything they need to know about joining the Issues Etc. 300. Thanks to all the congregations, and it's a growing group of congregations that do support us this way. And if your congregation isn't part of the 300, consider asking them to join. When we come back, hour two of Issues Etc., we'll start out talking about media coverage of abortion issues. Stay tuned.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.